Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 211. In our health tips, we are opening up today a very important chapter, bones and joints. Please do not forget, we consider bones and joints under the large classification of organs and tissues originated from the embryonic germ layer of new mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla. We can call all the bones and joints of our body as our skeletal system. We will be considering the tissues, ligaments, tendons and cartilage along with the connective tissue we studied just few days back together with the study of skeletal system, because all of them have the function of connecting and stabilizing the bones. Remember, here we spent considerable time in the learning of skeletal muscles also earlier. The skeletal system together with the skeletal muscles allow the physical movements in a controlled manner. It can be seen that the skeletal system and their muscles really give protection for many of the internal organs of our body also. The pelvic bones protect the uterus and ovaries in case of females, the prostate in case of males, and urinary bladder in both. The ribs protect the heart and lungs contained in the pleural cavity. Storage of minerals like calcium and phosphorus is another function of bone tissue, and this makes them stronger. The tissue inside the bones is called bone marrow. Bone marrow is an important tissue because most of the blood cells are produced here. They include the red blood cells called erythrocytes, white blood cells or leukocytes, and platelets or thrombocytes. The bone marrow engaged in the production of blood cells is called the red bone marrow. There is another type of bone marrow called yellow bone marrow, mainly found in the limb bones and composed of mostly fat. Yellow bone marrow in the limbs act as a reserve to produce blood cells in the event of a blood loss of a larger quantity. Then this yellow bone marrow converts itself to red bone marrow. The cells of the bone tissue is known as osteocytes if they are matured, and as osteoblasts if they are immature. Osteoblasts have the function of building the bones and therefore in a site of repair, as in the case of a callus, we can see them in large numbers. Later we will learn dentin, the main stronger part of teeth, where the odontoblasts are producing the tissue of dentin. There is an outer surface of bone called periosteum that covers the bones. Periosteum is absent at joints and at the sites where ligaments and tendons join the bones. But there is another tissue cupping those parts of bones called cartilage. The function of the cartilage is to act as firm surfaces to reduce friction during the movements of the joints. Remember, we studied the ear cartilage when we started discussing the tissues controlled from the cerebral medulla. There, the ear cartilage is a special connective tissue called elastic connective tissue. All cartilages do not have blood vessels. There is a lining of the bones called periosteum. Such a covering of the cartilage is called perichondrium. Inside the uterus, when the embryo starts building the skeletal system, they are all made up of only cartilage and they are all gradually replaced by the bone tissue. This process of converting cartilage to bone is known as ossification. This continues even after the birth of the baby. Some organs of the body like ear and nose contain cartilages throughout life in their external ear and tip of the nose respectively. Along with the bones, the cartilage, tendons and ligaments all originate from the new mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla. Needless to say, there is crossover correlation from brain to all the tissues, bones and joints, cartilage, tendons and ligaments. That means inside the cerebral medulla, these tissues of the right side of the body are controlled from the left side of the brain hemisphere, and these tissues of the left side of the body are controlled from the right side of the cerebral hemisphere. Because the bones and joints have a major part in our body, and there are a long list of medical conditions, we spend a relatively longer time to discuss the anatomy and physiology of the bones and joints today. We will move on to more important aspects of the SBS of bones and joints from tomorrow. Best wishes to all of you. I'm Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.